Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. And joining us right now, Super Bowl champion from the Philadelphia Eagles, who is here on behalf of Nationwide. It is a nominee for the 2018 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award presented by Nationwide. It is Chris Long. Chris, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Yeah, he's smiling at me. I wouldn't vote for him. The reason I wouldn't vote for him is because the first time I met him, Howie, your other brother,
Kyle.
Kyle. So I went over to the Longs' house when they were living in L.A., Huntington Beach, I think it was, right? Where were you guys?
Redondo.
Redondo Beach, yeah. So I went over and, you know, obviously your mom and dad invited me over. This is when you three guys were little. You were about 5, 6, and 7, and your dad said, attack them, boys.
Yeah.
And all three guys were on top of me on the couch.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is a nice welcome to the Long household.
We have instincts now. So yes. We see a quarterback.
just like your dad, except for Kyle. I love Kyle.
Yeah, you love Kyle.
Because he protects quarterbacks. But I will say, you know what? You've had quite the career. You were picked number one, you know, in the first round by the Rams.
Yeah.
You move on and you go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Last time this year, you guys are getting ready to play the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
My former roommate, Frank Reich, was your offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
He was really, really, I mean, just unbelievably confident going into the game.
Yeah.
How about you guys on defense?
Well, we knew that they were going to score points. I mean, it wasn't going to be maybe a 17-13 game, and that's fine. And we won games a lot of different ways last year. The thing I kept doing all week was walking up to the guys on the offense and saying, how many you think you can get? How many points you think you can score? And I would just aggregate those answers, and I knew that we needed to probably hold them under 30. We held them just over 30, and our offense just was historically good.
With that run you went on last year, did it make it a little bit easier this year or not? Because I guess from my perspective, I root for a team who hasn't won a Super Bowl in the Minnesota Vikings, and I see you guys, the Eagles, accomplish this feat, and I think, not that you get a pass the next year, but maybe it's just a little bit easier to digest. Is that true or not?
I think it makes it harder, honestly.
Really?
Think people get used to winning fast, and they should. I mean, Eagles fans, best fans in football, they waited a long time for that, as you mentioned. Which made it so special. But players and fans alike get used to winning. And, you know, 8 years of losing for me in a Rams uniform, 2 Super Bowls in a row, this feels weird. As if I've been here every week playing, not doing this stuff. You build a habit for winning fast.
You know, the amazing thing, Chris, you're here for the NFL Man of the Year. And I got to tell you something. You did something that was most amazing. 2 years ago, you basically gave your entire check away.
Yeah.
And you put your arm around your teammate, Malcolm Jenkins. This is in the midst of all of the Colin Kaepernick stuff and all the controversy around. And I think what you tried to do is try to diffuse it and just show how everybody in football is all together.
Yeah.
And that there isn't this big division that the media wanted to make it out to be. What was that like being in the middle of that firestorm?
Well, for me, you know, I always believed in Colin's causes. You know, and I wasn't going to hit the knee because it just didn't work for me. Everybody was protesting in their own ways. I mean, you had guys raising fists, and I thought about raising a fist, but I was like, it might look funny as a white guy. So I was like, hey, Malk, I'll put my arm around you. I believe in what you're talking about. I believe in what Colin's talking about. And I just think sometimes we had this big conversation that's very important to have, and there weren't a lot of white voices. And for me, you know, I had some teammates encourage me. He's like, just say something, say what you believe. And you know, I've never been one to kind of.
You also had this shooting in Charlottesville that came out, and you were very vocal about that as well.
Yeah, it was a rough time, man. It's a rough time for our country when that sort of stuff is in existence. And Charlottesville is just where it manifested. And you know, for me, it was important to me to do something positive for our community and for the communities we play in, and try to divert some of that negative attention away from all the turmoil, including Charlottesville. We did the educational equity piece, which gave back to Philly, Boston, and St. Louis, all the cities I played, and then some scholarships back home. So it was cool, and the fans got involved, and they doubled my investment in educational equity, which is why we did it publicly. But, yeah, I made a lot of money for 8 years. I'm very lucky. So It's not like I'm looking for where the next meal is coming from, you know, but fans got involved and made it great.
Not everybody has that instinct to throw themselves into these things because, of course, it's not easy. I mean, you're going to hear it from all sorts of angles, but you have that instinct. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I've always shared my opinions and whether they're good or bad. I mean, for me, I don't think that now because I'm an NFL player and I've been in the league 11 years or a Super Bowl champion that I should use my platform any different than when I got in the league. I've always kind of spoke my mind. Less people were listening when I was in St. Louis, so some people, it's funny, if they're just tuning in, they're like, when did you get like this? I'm like, I've always been like this. You just weren't paying attention, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think you've always been a good teammate. That's the point. I mean, and you saw something that your teammates were dealing with. I basically have lauded Malcolm Jenkins for doing it the way that he's doing it.
Yeah.
Because he's actually doing it away from the field.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he gets attacked by Eric Reed, who thinks that he has basically become a sellout.
Right.
All right, so what is going on
and
internally?
That's something that gives you a little burnout, seeing that. You hate to see everybody not getting along, man, because, you know, people are working towards the same goals. So, for me, disappointing to see. But at the end of the day, everybody's got their own way they want to go about things. I fully have supported the protest. I've supported the right to protest. I've supported, now obviously players have the right to protest, but I've supported the league embracing them, you know, expressing themselves, and, you know, and I've gotten involved in it my own way too. It's unfortunate that there's been some division, man, and I keep holding out hope that guys that are working towards the same thing will get on the same page.
Now, you're a favorite for this Man of the Year, right? I think I saw some odds out there on one of the sports books. Kelvin Beecham was over.
Is there really?
No, I'm kidding. Kelvin Beecham was here yesterday. I was like, you got no shot, man. Chris Long's
going to.
And this will be announced at the NFL Honors. It's the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award presented by Nationwide. How many of your Twitter trolls have you met in person?
Not very many.
Well, meet Al Dukes here because Al.
Oh yeah,
yes.
I did talk to
him. He's trolling
Al wanted me to talk about marijuana so bad.
Yes.
He like quote tweeted me like four times. I was like, dude, I'm just not going to argue with you today. This is an argument I'm so confident in.
No, I think you thought I was being douchey on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Not understanding what. Oh, yeah, okay. What your angle was.
Okay. Yeah. My angle is just it's. What are the rules? Do we care about people's health? Do we care about players' health? Do we care about the people watching the game health? Would you rather them guzzle 12 beers or smoke a joint? That was
your point.
And my point was, I mean, like, look, when you look back in the 90s and when you played, there were Marlboro cigarette signs.
Yes.
They were team sponsors.
Yep.
And, you know, they just let liquor back in the game in 17. So, and it's obvious the way.
So you're an advocate for
marijuana.
I get it.
Yep.
So, but I like the fact that Al was taking you on, and I like the fact that you recognized that it was Al taking you on.
Oh yeah, well I check the verified every now and again.
Oh, you know,
Big
okay,
Dog's
okay.
got a blue check, so I was like,
I'm a dude.
So, yeah.
Big Dog. How do you not lose your mind on there, man? Like, honestly, maybe you do, but it doesn't
do
seem
sometimes.
Like it.
I do. I open it up. It just gives me anxiety.
Yeah, but, like, why do you put yourself
Because I'm bored
that?
Sometimes. In the offseason, like, my first week, you know how it is when you stop playing? I'm going to tweet more than ever those first 4 days because you don't know what to do with all your time. Like, those are the worst days of the offseason.
Yeah.
You get used to being bored. But you don't start out that way. And so, like, I'm just scrolling. I'm scrolling, you know. I get two young kids in the house, peace and quiet for the first time all day, and I look at my phone. It's, like, the worst thing.
It is the worst. So we're talking to Chris Long. He's obviously a nominee for the NFL's Man of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year. So what was it like playing for Belichick, you know? Is it everything that we on the outside kind of talk about and the whole thing, like he wants you to be a smart football player and be multidimensional?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing about playing for Bill is I learned more about football in general. I'm talking situational football, positional football, that things that I usually don't have to pay attention to. Not only is that defense very complex and depends on all three levels, your knowledge and understanding is dependent on all three levels, but he could walk into every meeting room and teach in that meeting room as good or better than the position coach. Which is not a slight on the position coaches. He'd be one of the best all-time position coaches at every position. I mean, that's how knowledgeable he is, and I'm smarter as a football player for it.
How about playing around Tom Brady and what he brings to the team? I often was telling Gio that James Harrison, because he played with you.
Yeah.
Was he there when you were there or no?
No, he wasn't, I saw he said he wanted to hate him, but he couldn't.
Yeah, and he said he may have been the best teammate I've ever had.
He's up there. You know, it's funny, the first day I came to New England, I was walking in, shuffling in,
And Tom walks up and says, "Hey, Chris, how you doing? I'm Tom." And I'm like, well, yeah. No BS, really?
Right, yeah. Pretty,
I'm Chris Long. I'm the one who should be introducing myself to you. But that's the type of teammate he is. And he doesn't make any assumptions and takes care of everybody in the locker room.
Chris Long, nominee for the 2018 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award presented by Nationwide. Best of luck. I'm sure that you're happy with what you've accomplished, and this would just be the cherry on top.
I'm happy, and I want to thank Nationwide. They donate over $1 million to player causes, the nominees, and the winner gets $250 from them, so that'd be nice.
Yeah.
We get $50 just for being nominated, and they've really elevated this great award even higher, so thanks to Nationwide.
Say hi to Mom and Dad for me.
I will, for sure, yeah.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thanks, you.
Chris. See you, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.